Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kuf Yabeis. Before we start the Gemara Daf Kuf Yabeis, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Mishnah before in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Min Aleph. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Echatz Char Adam ve'Echatz Char Beima ve'Echatz Char Kelim. Yeish Pemishim Be'Yemei Titin Zchari ve'Yeish Pemishim Be'Salim Po'Asachar Itchad Be'Iker. Now, what is halacha as far as karka is concerned? If one rented karka, do we say that by the rental of karka one also has the say of b'yemei titin tzchari and the lav of l'isolam po tzachar itchad b'iker, just like tzchar behema and tzchar kelim? Or do we say that tzchar karka is different, and even though tzchar behema and tzchar kelim yeish b'mishim b'yemei titin tzchari and one has the lav of l'isolam po tzachar itchad b'iker, but as far as Char Karka is concerned, one will not be Oiver Nisr? The Torah in Chesha Mishpat Simin Shinu Amitas brings down from the Ramah that by Karka one is not Oiver the Lav Lysolim Pulasachar Itchad Beker, and so too one does not have the Aseya B'yemei Titein Tzcharei. As Ramah says, we darshin the Pasuk of Isaiah Sheikh Tzchar Sachir, and the Pasuk says Asher Baratzecha, and from the words Asher Baratzecha we darshin V'yaratzecha Mamish. On the other hand, in the Teres Kayanim, in Parashas Kedesh and Parashas Beis Tes, we find that the Teres Kayanim darshins in the Pasuk of Yisrael Po'asachar Itchad Beiker that even Karka is included in the Yisrael Yisrael Po'asachar Itchad Beiker. In the Goyin, we find that the Goyin brings the following raya that by Karka one has the lav of Yisrael Po'asachar Itchad Beiker. The Goyin says that the Tana of our Mishnah, as our Gemara explains, it does not darshin the Gzeir Shavar of Sachar Sachar. And still the Tana of our Mishnah says the one is over on Tzchar Behema V'Kelim. This one is over on Tzchar Behema V'Kelim Mishum Baal Tolim Po'asachar is based on this that we darshan with Tolim Po'asachar Itcha. And we darshan from the word Itcha Kol Shepolasi Itcha. And whoever is included in Itcha is over in the Isser of Baal Tolim Po'asachar Itcha Ad Ba'iker. If so, the Goyin says, just like one sees in our Gemara, that our Gemara explains Pshat in our Mishnah, that from the word itcha we darshan kol shapulasi itcha, which includes char behema v'kelim, so too char karkoish we included in kol shapulasi itcha, like we mentioned before, v'shem the teyas kayanim. Now, here one can understand pshat and the goyin in one of two ways. Either one can understand pshat and the goyin that the goyin also agrees the drasha the ramah that we darshan shabaretzcha to yamayit karka, but the goyin understands that amiyat will not affect bal tolin, since lalach we paskin we do not darshan the gzeir shava v'sacher sacher, since we pass like the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that by ger teishav, all one has is aseh b'yemei titin tzchari, and one does not have the lav of al tolin. From there one sees, the halacha we pass, and we do not darshan the gzeir shava v'sacher sacher. Had we darshan the gzeir shava v'sacher sacher, then ger teishav would have had the lav of al tolin as well. And therefore, since halacha we paskin, we do not darshan the gzeir shava v'sacher sacher, for that reason, the Mi'at of Hashabar Tzecha, which was said by the parish of Oysashek, will not affect Baal Tolin. And therefore, Baal Tolin will apply to Karka as well based on the Drosha of Itcha. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat and the Goyin. Another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat and the Goyin is by saying that the Goyin understands that even if we are to Darsh in the Gzeir Shavah V'Sachar Sachar, but still one will have the Isra of Baal Tolin by Karka. Since by Baal Tolin one has a Drosha of Itcha, which teaches us Karka as well, and it teaches us that by Karka itself one has Baal Tolin. And therefore, even if we are to darshan the Gzeir Shavah, and by Loisashik does not apply to Karka, since the Pasuk says Asher Ba'artzecha, and therefore there is no Makar that one should have Loisashik by Karka itself. But as far as Baal Tolin, that the Pasuk says Itcha, which teaches us Karka as well, since Karka is also Asher Ba'itcha, for that reason Baal Tolin will apply to Karka as well. In other words, since by Baal Tolin one has a drasha of Itcha, for that reason the Gzeir Shavah is not necessary as far as teaching us what type of Schiras has Baal Tolin. And therefore, as far as what type of Schiras has Baal Tolin, we will say that whatever is included in Itcha will have Baal Tolin. And therefore, Karka, which is included in Itcha, will have Baal Tolin. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Raya of the Goyin. In the Goyin in Likutim we find that the Goyin brings the following Raya to the Ramah. The Goyin brings the Raya from this that we find in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Perek Tes Halach Yid Aleph brings down the following Drasha. K'siv Oysa Sheik Oni Ve'Av Yameh Echecha. Migercha Baratzecha, Nirishamidarshan from Baratzecha Rabbeis Habehema Vilha Avadim, Bisharacha Rabbeis Hametaltalin. Now to explain Pshat and the Rai of the Gleim from Nirishami, Lachira, the Rai of the Gleim from Nirishami is this that we say, that if one needs a drosha from Baratzecha Rabbeis Habehema Vavadim Vametaltalin, from here one sees that according to the Mandamer who darshans the Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher, then the Makor Abahima Avadim Amataltlin is not from Itcha, but rather the Makor Abahima Avadim Amataltlin is from the Drosha of Baratzecha. And since the Makor is from the Drosha of Baratzecha, for that reason only whatever is Baratzecha is included, and not Aratzecha itself. As one sees that we only darshan Behima Avadim Amataltlin and not Karka itself. So from this are the Goyim being Zerai from the Yerushalmi to the Shita of the Ramah. Hochayo one sees that the Rai of the Goyin from our Gemara, that the Goyin proves from our Gemara, that one has Baal Tolan by Karka. Hochayo it is Mukhrach like the second Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat on the Rai of the Goyin. The Rai of the Goyin is a Rai from our Gemara, Weba de Koyoma. Had the Goyin's Rai from our Gemara been only according to Mandamer who does not darshan Sacher Sacher, and according to the Mandamer who darshan Sacher Sacher, then the Goyin is Maida to the Alacha of the Ramah that according to that Mandamer, one will not have Baal Tohen by Karka based on the drasha of Asher Ba'artzecha, then the Goyin will not have any Raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is going according to Mandamer who darshins Xer Shava of Sacher Sacher. And according to the Mandamer, the Goyin is Maida, the one does not have Baal Tohen by Karka like the Shita of the Ramah. So from the Raya of the Goyin from the Yerushalmi, Ochir one clearly sees that the Raya of the Goyin from our Gemara to prove that one has Baal Tohen by Karka is a Raya Liba de Kuyama. And the Goyin is coming to say that even the Mandamer that Tarashin's Xer Shabbat Sacher Sacher is also made to the Drasha Vitcha, and therefore, based on the Drasha Vitcha, one will have Baal Tohen by Karka. For that reason, the Goyim brings right from Yerushalmi, that from Yerushalmi one sees that according to Mandamer who Tarashin's Xer Shabbat Sacher Sacher, then the Makor Behima Avadim Umataltlin is from Ba'artzecha, and therefore we will be Ma'i Karka. That is a chayah, what one sees in the Raya of the Goyin. But now a chayah one has to understand Pshat in the Ramah. How can the Ramah possibly say? As the Torah quotes Ramah saying, the Lalacha, one does not have Baal Tohen by Karka, based on the Drosh of Asher Ba'artzecha, Lalacha we paskin, we do not darsh in the Gzeir Shavav Sacher Sacher, as one sees that we pass from like the Tan of our Mishnah, that by Ger Toyushev one only has Aseh V'yemei Titin Zchariah, one does not have the Lav, of Loisolin, which our Gemara explains is because the Tana of our Mishnah does not darshan Sacher Sacher, and therefore if we do not darshan Sacher Sacher, even if Loisashek itself is not by Karka, based on the Drosh of Asher Ba'artzech, but as far as Baal Tohen is concerned, one should have Baal Tohen by Karka. And the Lachas that we find by Loisashek should not affect Baal Tohen, since we do not darshan the Gzeir Shabbat of Sacher Sacher. So here to explain Pshat and Ramah, one has to say as follows, that the Ramah understands that even according to the Tan of our Mishnah, and even Lalacha that we pass like the Tan of our Mishnah, but still one can say that the Tan of our Mishnah also agrees to the Drasha and the Gzeir Shabbat of Sacher Sacher. As we find that the Shita brings down from the Gilyan, that the Gilyan says this, that our Gemara explains Pshat in the Tan of our Mishnah, that the Tan of our Mishnah is a Yolef Sacher Sacher, Oimer Ma'arach Du'adin Dematzi Wameimer Lo'ilam Yolef Sacher Sacher. So in other words, Marach explains, this that our Gemara says, that the Tan of our Mishnah does not darshan Sacher Sacher Zav Dafka, since one can say that the Tan of our Mishnah agrees to the Gzeir Shavav Sacher Sacher, this that by Ger Teshav, one does not have the Lav of Baal Tohen is based on the Drosha of Reacha. And therefore one can say that the Ramah understands like the Marach, and therefore even Allah we darshan the Gzeir Shavav Sacher Sacher. Based on this Pshat in the Ramah, one can go back and explain Pshat in the Rai of the Goyin from the Yerushalmi to the Ramah. As we asked, what was the Rai of the Goyin from the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is going according to Mandamer who darshins the Gzeir Shavav Sacher Sacher, and therefore we couldn't learn out Baal Tohen from Loisashek. Based on this, as we said before, one can explain that the Rai of the Goyin is this, that the Goyin is proving from the Yerushalmi, that even according to the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah also holds of the Gzeir Shavav Sacher Sacher, as we find that the Maraponim asks on the Yerushalmi, that how can the Yerushalmi explain that the Makor Behima Avadim Mataltlin is from Oisashik, the Tana of our Mishnah does not hold of the Gzeir Shavav Sacher Sacher from this, that the Tana of our Mishnah says that Bagir Toshev does not have the lava Baal Talin. And therefore, according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, the Makar for Behemah Avadim Ataltwin can only be from Itcha, as we find in our Gemara. To answer this kasha, the Goyin proves in the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi understands that even according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, the Tanna of our Mishnah also holds of the Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Mariach. And therefore, since the Tanna of our Mishnah also holds of the Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher, for that reason, Makar for Behemah Avadim Ataltwin, even according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, is from Shashik. And therefore the Ramah says that based on the Joshua Shabar Tzacha, we will be Mimayat Karka, and only Behima Avadim Ataltun will be Bechal Na Karka. This that the Goyin argues on the Ramah is because the Goyin understands that the Bavli is Chilak on the Yerushalmi. And this that our Gemara says that the Tanna of our Mishnah does not hold that the Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher is Dafka, not like the Marach that we mentioned before. And since this, the Ragamar says, that the Tanna of our Mishnah does not dashen Sacher Sacher is Dafka, for that reason, according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, there is no Makar for us to say that Karka is not Bechal Deser Baal Tohen, and therefore, based on the Joshua Vitcha, you will say that Karka is included in the Iser Baal Tohen. The Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Avas Chesed, Perek Tes, in his Sivah Chesed, of Katni Yadalot, says the following Chiddush according to the Goyin. That according to the Goyin who understands that Karka has the Iser Baal Tohen, that is only as far as Isra Baal Tohen is concerned. As far as Asay B'yoymei Titein Tzcharei, Karka will not be included in the Asay B'yoymei Titein Tzcharei. And for that reason, the Chavetz Chaim goes on to say, this that we find in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi Darshan Tzmar Shabar Tzachat Timar Be'behima Avadim U'metaltlin, is only as far as Asay is concerned. As far as Asay, one has the Joshua Shabar Tzachat to teach us Be'hima Avadim U'metaltlin. On the other hand, as far as Lav, one has a Josh of Itcha to teach us Kol Asher Itcha. And therefore this, that the Yerushalmi needs a Joshua of Asher Ba'ar Itcha to teach us Behima Avadim Metaltlin, is because a Joshua of Asher Ba'ar Itcha is coming to teach us as far as the essay of B'yayme Titein Zchari is concerned. But as far as the Lav, there is another Joshua from Itcha. And therefore, as far as Karka, we differentiate between the Lav and the essay. The Lav even refers to Karka, since as far as Itcha is concerned, Karka is included in Itcha. On the other hand, as far as Asay, Karka will not be included in the Asay based on the Joshua of Asher Ba'aretzacha. For that reason, the Chavetz Chaim goes on to say that by Schiris Karka, if one rented a Karka, and the rental period finished by Emtza Yom, the one does not have Baal Tohen. All one has is B'yoymei Titein Zchari, one will not have the Asay B'yoymei Titein Zchari. That is the Chiddush of the Chavetz Chaim, and that is how the Chavetz Chaim is Miyashev the Yerushalmi according to those that are Chokim on the Ramah. But now one has to understand Pshat in the Ramah, what is Pshat in this that the Ramah says, that based on the Joshua B'Shar Ba'aretzicha, we are Ramah Karka. If so, what is Pshat in this that we find in the Yerushalmi, that from the Joshua B'Shar Ba'aretzicha, we are Marba Avadim. Hachira, the rule in Kol Torah Kula is, we are Makesh Avadim HaKakoyis, and whatever Halachis Kakoyis have, the same halachas avodim have. And therefore we should say that based on the hekesh avodim akakoyis, so too one should not have either the lav by avodim or the assay by avodim according to the shitas or chokim on the Ramah. So to answer this kasha, okay, one can say as follows. This that we say, that by kakoyis one does not have the lav according to the Ramah, whereas the Chavetz Chaim explains, one will not have the assay Avliba de Koyoma, is only because there is a fundamental difference between the Schiros of Karkoyes and the Schiros of Batim Avadim Mataltalin. In the Kuntras HaSfekas, in Kval Zayin Tefei, we find that the Kuntras HaSfekas says the following Chiddush. The Kuntras HaSfekas says that the Machloikas that we find by Schiros, if Yeshno Schiros Mathil Vatsaif, or Eino Schiros Elo Vatsaif, is only by Schiros Poyel. Avoschirus kakoyis mataltum yach and ingmar haschirus vakona asecha dover ahun is chaye becho haschirus. The schirus vyoima memkarhu. Umali shakonu chalutin, a konon washona. In other words, the Kuntras HaSfekas explains that there is a fundamental difference between a schirus poyel and schirus batim karkoyis mataltuin. By a schirus poyel, one is paying for the malacha that the poyel is doing. And therefore, by a schirus poyel, we have a machoikis of yeshno a schirus mathil vatsaif, or eino a schirus al vatsaif. On the other hand, by a schirus karkoyis batim mataltuin, what one is doing is that he's being kaina the bias, and he's being kaina the mataltuin. As the Kuntras HaSfekas says, that there is a locha of schirus al yoyim a memkaru. There is a memkar taking place. And therefore the payment is payment for the kinyan that he is getting. And for that reason, we will not apply the machlokes of yeshno eschiris matchil vatsayif, or eino eschiris alo vatsayif. In Abba Chanan, in Kaivetzara, Semenin Gimel, Sevkatin Yidalf, we find that Abba Chanan brings the following raya to the current Sasvekis. From this, that we find in the Ra'ah, at the end of Perak HaSheol, that the Ra'ah says the following Chiddush. By Nafal HaBayis, Besuchs Man Aschiros, Tzorech HaSeicho, Freya Gamas Me Aschiros, Shal Azman Shal Achar Nefila. Even though the Bayis fell down, but still the Seicho is Mechuyiv to pay the entire Demei Aschiros. So from the Ru'ar, Rabbi Chanan proves that the chiyuv of the Seicher to pay the Me'ischiras is not because of his usage of the bias, but rather he is chayiv to pay the Schiras for the kinyan that he had in the bias, and therefore even though the bias was not foul, but still he is chayiv to pay his Schiras for the kinyan that he had in the bias. Rabbi Shmuel Baba Basra Navkov Chav Kimel based on the other brings a raya from Rabbeinu Yonah Baba Basra, not like the conscious Hasvekas. And Rabbi Shmuel proves from Rabbeinu Yonah that the chiyuv of schiras is not for the kinyan that the seicher has in the bias, but rather the chiyuv of the seicher is for the shtamshus that he is using the bias. The Gemara Baba Basra says the following halacha: Niachem avim parim mochkeres muskeres gadachirim bechor noitel pishnayim. Rabbeinu Yonah says that there is enough kamina between the meis chiyuvos that someone was mischayef to the father before the father was meis. That such the meis chiras is considered like a milva, and therefore it is totally in the machlekes if bechor is neitel pishnayim b'milva or not, to the meis chiras that was first nischayev after the misa sa'av, that is considered like shvach, and that the meis chiras is not considered like a regular milva. In other words, that chiv of schiras came afterwards, since the usage of the davar hasachar came after the misa of the father. So from Rabbi Yehuda Ochir, one clearly sees that the tashumen of the meischiras is not for the kinyan that one has in the object one was seicher, but rather it is payment for the usage of the object. That is a raya the Reb Shmuel brings from Rabbeinu Yonah, not like the chiddush of the kuntis hasvekes. But here one can say that there is a difference between schiras karkoyas and schiras metaltalim. This that we say, that the payment is payment for the kinyan that one has in the object that he was seicher, is only by schiras karkoyas. By schiras karkoyas, he is paying for the kinyan that he has in the object. By schiras metaltalim, on the other hand, he is not paying for the kinyan that he has in the object, but rather he is paying for his usage of the object. And therefore, even though they all understand that by nafal habayis the seicher is still mechuyev to pay the entire demei schiras, since he is paying for the kinyan that he had in the bayis, but that is only because the bayis is nechshav karka. And by schiras karkoyas, one is paying for the kinyan that one has in the karka. On the other hand, by a para that Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about, that the para was muhkeres muskeres b'alachirim. Since the schiras of a para is like any other schiras in metaltlin, for that reason the payment of schiras is not payment for the kinyan, but rather one is paying for the usage of the metaltlin. Based on this, one can go back and explain pshat in the Ramah as follows. This that the Ramah understands, that by schiras karkoyas, one does not have Baal Tolan, is because the Ramah understands by Schiras Karkoyas, one is paying for the kinyan that he has in the karka. And since he is paying for the kinyan that he has in the karka, just like by regular Mekach U'Memkar, there is no halacha Baal Tolan, so too as far as the Mekach U'Memkar of Schiras Karkoyas, one will not have the Isser of Baal Tolan. But that is only by Karkoyas. By Avadim, even though Avadim are Hokshu Karkoyas, but still the Schiras of Avadim is not a schiras of kinyan ha'eved, but rather one is paying for the usage of the eved. Since one is paying for the usage of the eved, for that reason one will have baal talin. And so too one can explain that this we differentiate between avadim and karkoyas as far as oisashik is concerned, is because oisashik is only halacha and schiras and not halacha in mekach u'memkar. By mekach u'memkar there is no such halacha oisashik, and therefore by karka, the schiras karka is considered a mekach u'memkar in the karka, for that reason one will not have oisashik. Only by schiras avodim, that there is no mekach u'memkar taking place, do we say that there is halacha oisashik. That is a chayra how one can explain pshat in the Ramah. Based on this, one can explain pshat in the machlokes between the Ramah and other Mefarshim, if by karka one has baal talin, that the machlokes is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand schiras karkoyas. The Ramah understands that schiras karkoyas is payment for the kinyan that one has in the karka. On the other hand, the other Mefarshim understand that the payment for schiras karkoyas is payment for the usage of the karka. And since one is paying for using the karka, for that reason one will have baal talin just like one has baal talin by any type of schiras. That is a chayra, how one can explain the basis of this machlokes. But still one has to understand according to the Chiddush of the Kurnis HaSvekas, who understands that by all Schiris Metaltlin, the way this Schiris works is that one is paying for the Kinyan that he has in the Metaltlin. He is not paying for his usage of the Metaltlin. Okay, one can ask if so, what is Pshat in this that we find? That at least by Schiris Metaltlin, there is Halacha Baltolin. By Mekach Umemkar, there is no Halacha Baltolin. Baltolin is only Halacha in Schiris. And if, according to the Kurnis HaSvekas, the payment of Schiris Metaltlin is payment for Karka, then there is a Mekach Umemkar taking place. And if there is a Mekach Umemkar taking place, Okay, one should not have the Isra Baltolin, and one should not have the Aseh B'yoymai Titein Zcharei. That is a Chayah Kasha that one can ask on the Chiddush of the Kurnis HaSvekas, V'divrei HaKurnis HaSvekas Tzrichin Iyan. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. Our Gemara brings down the following drasha. From this that the Pasuk says, V'yisavei Ov HaShemesh Ki Anihu. From here we darshanu haktim ani la'asher. The Gemara goes on to say, V'yisavei Rabbi Yehuda Ha'humi Lisashek Sacher Ani Ve'avi Nafka. V'tanakama chad la'haktim ani la'asher. Now, Chayyim can ask the following kasha, why is it necessary to have a drasha of a haktim oni l'asher? We know already a haktim oni l'asher from the drasha of the Gemara before in that fine alef and aleph that the Gemara darshins, that as far as Avoya is concerned, one is mechuyev to him haktim a halveis oni before he is malva l'asher. So to answer this kasha, we find that Rabbi Yashiv and Aris answers this kasha as follows, that even though the Gemara before in the final from an Aleph wins out from a drasha. One is mechuyev to malva la'ani before one is malva to nasher. And we will say ani va'asher ani kaidim. That is only as far as mitzvah salva is concerned. As far as our sugi, on the other hand, that each one has a schus moment to be paid at the proper time, I would say that there is no halacha that we are maktim ani la'asher. Since with this that he's being maktim the ani, he's being avatal this schus of the asher. That is one way with which one can be yashiv this kash in our Gemara from the Gemara before in the final from an Aleph. According to this Mahalcha, comes out the one clearly sees in our Gemara that the Poel has a schus and the Poel has a schus moment to be paid at the proper time, which is not like the Chiddush that we find in the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Avos Chesed Nesiv HaChesed of Katan Yad Zayin says the following Chiddush: that a meis haPoel ina ben yerish the chus aviv linyan shebal abayis over olav mishum bal talin. The Nesiv HaChesed explains that the reason why the Ben does not Yarshan's Chosaviv, Leinian Shea Baal Bais, Overall Misha Baal Tolin, is because Baal Tolin will have a Dover Shal Mamad Yeshayach Vaza Yerusha. Aki Sura Baalma, Visura Lebrei Leimayis. So from the Chavetz Chaim one clearly sees that the Chavetz Chaim understands that Baal Tolin and Vayimei Titin Schare are not considered as Chos Mamad, and therefore we will say, since they are not considered as Chos Mamad, both the Isra and the Asay will only apply to the Poyel himself and not to the Ben of the Poyel, since the Ben of Poyel cannot Yarshin. Since there is nothing here to Yarshin, there is no Schus Mamin which the Ben of Poyel can Yarshin. Well, now one has to understand, if we are to say that there is no Schus Mamin, again one can ask, if so, why is it necessary for our Gemara to Darshin a Pasuk to teach us a Haktim Oni La'asher? Okay, we should know a Haktim Oni La'asher from the Gemara before in the final of Amud Aleph. So to answer this kasha, okay, one can say as follows, that as far as Baal Tolin and as far as Aseh B'yemei Titin Zcharei, that Aseh is only as long as one has money. If one does not have money, he is not either on the Aseh or on the Lav, as we will see later on in our Gemara. And therefore, in a case one has two Poyalim, and he is Mechuyiv Mamen to pay two Poyalim, and he does not have enough money to pay both Poyalim, the amount that he owes them. In such a case, as far as the Chiyuv Mamon is concerned, he's mechuyev to pay each Poyal half, as we find in the Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, Perek Tes, Halacha Ches. And therefore, since as far as the Chiyuv Mamon is concerned, he is mechuyev to pay each Poyal half, if not for the Chiddush HaTorah LaHakdim Ani L'Asher, I would have said that he only has half his money available to pay the Ani. He does not have a choice to either give all the money to the Ani or to the Asher, but rather, since as far as the Chiyuv Mamon, he is mechuyev to give each one half, for that reason only half his money is available to pay the Ani. For that reason one needs a Chiddush HaTorah LaHakdim Ani LaAsher, and he gives all the money to the Ani, and he does not give anything to the Asher. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Chiddush HaTorah LaHakdim Ani LaAsher, as far as the Aseh V'yoymai Titein Zcharei. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this that we learned in our Mishnah, Eimasei Bezman Shetavei, Loi Tavei Einei Oiver Olav. Our Gemara brings down the following makar. Tanu Rabbanu Yisraelim Purasach Yachar Afilu Itavei Tam Lemer Itcha Vadaitcha. Now to explain Pshat, in this halacha of our Mishnah Ocher, one can explain this halacha of our Mishnah in one of two ways. Either one can say that from the word Itcha, which we darshan, that Itcha means Vadaitcha, we learn out that one needs a Tfiyah of the Poyo in order to be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. Without the Tfiyah of the Poyo, one is not over in the Isra Baal Tawin, or one can say this, that our Mishnah says one needs a Tfiyah of the Poyo. And without the Tfiyah of the Poyo, one is not over in the Isra Baal Tawin, is only because we say that if the Poyo is not Teveya Eschar, then we say that the Alonas Eschar is being done Midas HaPoyo. And the Poyo agrees to wait for Eschar. Had the Poyo not agreed to wait for Eschar, he would have been Teveya Eschar. And therefore, from this, that he was not Teveya Eschar, we have a Raya. He agrees to wait. And since the Alonas Eschar is being done Midas HaPoyo as well, for that reason, one is not over in the Isra Baal Tawin. There are many nafkaminas between these two tzadim. The first nafkamina is as far as chiras behem of a kelim is concerned. If someone rented behem of a kelim, and he rented the behem of a kelim for a specific usage, and he finished that usage, then now his chiras is over. Will he be over on the Isra Baal Tawin or not? If we are to understand that from the drosha of itcha adaitcha we learn out that one needs a tfiyah of the poyo in order to be over the Isra Baal Tawin, and unless the poyo is actually teveya, there is no Isra Baal Tawin, then even though in the case of schiris, the schiris is now over, and the masker has no way of knowing that the schiris is over, and this that he was not teveya the seicher is only because he does not know that the schiris was over, but still one needs a tfiyah of the masker in order to be over the Isra Baal Tawin, and therefore the seicher will not be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the drasha of itcha l'daitcha, which teaches us that one needs tavai, is only because we say that without a tefiyah, then one can assume that the poyo agrees to wait for his schar. And according to that sad, in the case of schiros, that the masker has no way of knowing that the schiros is over, then the seich will be over in the Isra Baal Tawin even without the tefiyah of the masker. Since again, according to the sad, one does not need the tefiyah of the masker and the tefiyah of the poyo befoyo, but rather all one needs is this, that one cannot prove from the e-tfiyah of the masker and from the e-tfiyah of the poyo that he agrees to wait for his char. That is one nafkamina between these two tzadim. Another nafkamina between these two tzadim is if we know that the poyo is not being teveh his char because of busha, he is embarrassed to ask for his money. If we are to understand like the first sad, that from the drasha of itcha we learn out that one needs a tfiyah befoyo in order to be able to nisa baal tawin, then even though the reason why this poyo is not asking for his money is only because he's embarrassed, but at the end of the day one does not have the tfiyah of the poyo in order to be able to nisa baal tawin. On the other hand, according to the second sad, that there is no halacha that one needs to have an actual tfiyah in order to be able to nisa baal tawin. Just we say that without a tfiyah, then one can assume the poyo agrees to wait for his money. Then if the poyo is not asking for his money only because he is embarrassed, but really he wants his money to be paid at the proper time, then one will be over in the Isra Baal Tawin even without an actual tefiyah. From the way Rashi explains Pshat in the Drash of our Gemara, that the Drash of our Gemara, that our Gemara darshins to teach us the lacha of our Mishnah, the one needs tavei, Rashi explains that the Drash is because we say l'daitcha v'loi midaitai. And therefore one needs tefiyah, because without a tefiyah one can assume that it is midaitai. From Rashi Ocher, one clearly sees Rashi understands Pshat in our Gemara, that there is no halacha that one needs to have an actual tefiyah, but rather all one needs is this, that the alona eschar is not being done midas hapoyo in order to be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. If the alona eschar is being done midas hapoyo, since the poyo is not being teveya eschar, that is the only reason why one is not over in the Isra Baal Tawin without a tefiyah. And therefore, as far as the two cases that we mentioned before, one will be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. And so too we find in the Avas Chesed and Perek Tes, Sifid Aleph, that the Nisiv HaChesed and Zvah Katanach of Tes explains that this, that one needs a tefiyah, is because without a tefiyah, Muchach Shemidaita Yehuvan Yisratza Lazeh. And for that reason, the Chavetz Chaim goes on to say that in the first case that we mentioned before, as far as Chiras Behem of Akilim is concerned, that the masker has no way of knowing that the schiras ended, then one will be over in the Isra Baal Tawin even without a tefiyah. As the Chavetz Chaim goes on to say, Dein Raya Medloi Tavei Demar Sheo La'acher Es Hazman Achrei Shol Yoda Shekola Pulasan Ma Yitba Eisei. Well, another nafkamina as well is as far as the case that the poyo was teveya the Baal Bayis at a time that the Baal Bayis did not have any money. And as far as Baal Tawin is concerned,
the Baal Bayis is only over in the Isra Baal Tawin if the Baal Bayis has money. If the Baal Bayis does not have money, he's not over in the Isra Baal Tawin. And therefore, if at the time of Tfiyah the Baal Bayis did not have money, then the Baal Bayis was not over in the Isra Baal Tawin. And then the Baal Bayis received money. Is the Baal Bayis mechuyev now to go and give the money to the payel? Or do we say that since at the time of Tfiyah the Baal Bayis did not have any money, for that reason, even though now he has money, but still he will not be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. If we are to understand that from the drash of Itcho at Aitcho was in Schadish, that in order to be over in the Isra Baal Tawin one needs a Tfiyah, then one can say that one needs a Tfiyah at the time that he has money, since only at such a time can the Tfiyah be Mechayat Baal Bayis in an Isra Baal Tawin. If at the time of Tfiyah the Baal Bayis does not have any money, that Tfiyah doesn't count. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the entire halacha of Tfiyah is because we will say that without a Tfiyah, then one can assume that the payel agrees to wait for his money, then even if the payel was to veil the Baal Bayis at a time that the Baal Bayis did not have any money, even though, as long as the Baal Bayis does not have money, he is not over in the Isra Baal Tawin, but once he receives money, then the Baal Bayis will be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. Since one cannot prove from the e-tfiyah of the payel now that the Baal Bayis has money that he agrees to wait for the money, but rather, payel does not know that the Baal Bayis has money, and therefore, based on the tefillah of the payel, at a time that the Baal Bayis not have money, the Baal Bayis will be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. And so too we find in the Chavetz Chaim, that the Chavetz Chaim says, "Vim be'eish atavei loy hoy loy mois, v'achar kach hisig mois, kodem shavar azman, v'chuyev ohoy lechoy es ha-mois." As in the Sivah Chesed and Sivah Katan Lamed explains, "The kivan shatavei ha-sachir, v'gam yesh itay mois, hari asra atay lohoan ha-kesef ha-sachir etzlei, kedek sivoy solin. V'av tu loyhoi loy v'shaz tfiyah mabakach, loy lo besoif hisig mois, ubetfiyase shal ha-sachir, loy kvar giladaitay, shenir reitza la'akev d'meis chirusay etzlei." Which is again the Chavetz Chaim Moshitase, that the Chavetz Chaim explains the pshat and the halacha that one needs a tfiyah, and without a tfiyah one is not over in the Isra Baal Tawin, is because without a tfiyah, then it is muchach shemidaita yuvnes ra'atzel azeh, and he gives the Baal Bayis permission she is chare biyadeh achar hazman. And therefore, so to the Chavetz Chaim goes on to say in Sif Katan Amar Beis, that if there is any oinus which is holding the payel back from being tevea his char, and even though one does not have an actual tefiah, but still the Baal Bayis will be over in Isra Baal Tawin, since again one cannot prove from the tefiah that the payel agrees to wait, since that he was not tevea his char is only because he was nanas. And therefore one lost the raya from the tefiah that he agrees to wait, and for that reason the Baal Bayis will be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. In the place can we find another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat and the salacha vaytavei. In the place can we find that the place can agree to the anocha of the Chavetz Chaim, that the yisoid of vaytavei is because we say that since he was not teveya, then one can assume that the poyo agreed to wait for his char. This, if the poyo agrees to wait for his char, the Baal Bayis is not over in the Isra Baal Tawin is because we say that with the poyo agreeing to wait for his char, he's being meichel his tefiah, and he's being meichel his chos to be paid at the proper time. And therefore the poyos can go on to say the following chiddush, that if the Baal Bayis asks the poyo if he agrees to wait, and the poyo explicitly says that he agrees to wait, then even though this that he is agreeing to wait is only because he is embarrassed to say that he wants to be paid right away, so as long as the poyo agrees to wait, that itself is a reason that the Baal Bayis should not be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. Based on this, though, we say that since the poyo explicitly said that he agrees to wait, he's being meichel his chos. And even though, really, the poyo does not want to wait, he is just saying that he agrees to wait machmas kisufa, but still we will say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. And the mechila of the poyo works, and therefore the Baal Bayis will not be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. Based on this, we find another chiddush in the poskim as well. If one hires a katan, and as far as Chiyus Katan is concerned, there is a halacha Baal Tawin, if the poyo is a katan, even if the poyo is not Tevei Yischar, but still, the Baal Bayis will be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. Insist that one needs a tefiah, is because we say that without a tefiah, then one can assume that the poyo agrees to wait. And with this, that the poyo agrees to wait, he's being meichel his chos to be paid at the proper time. Then by a katan who is not a bar mechila, as we find in the Goyin, in Chayshon Mishpat and Simon Reishom and Hayes of Katan Tes, then even if the Katan was not Tevei Yischar, but still one will be over in the Isra Baal Tawin. Since again, this that one needs a Tfiyah of the Poyel is because we say that without the Tfiyah of the Poyel, then one can assume that one has the mechila of the pile, and the pile was meichel as chos to be paid at the proper time. By a katan who is lab by mechila, one does not have a mechila, and therefore the baal bayis will be oivered in Israel baal tohen even without the tfiyah of the katan. Now, here one has to understand, even though, as far as baal tohen is concerned, one has a drasha of itcha to teach us, that only with a tefillah do we say that there is an Isra Baal Tohen. Without a tefillah, there is no Isra Baal Tohen. But that is only as far as Baal Tohen is concerned. What happened to the Aseya B'yoymei Titein Zchare? And as far as Aseya B'yoymei Titein Zchare, we should say that even without a tefillah, but still there is a mitzvah Aseya B'yoymei Titein Zchare. And therefore, how can our Mishnah say that Leitavei Einei Oiver Olav, what happened to the Aseya B'yoymei Titein Zchare? And the Chayah, one cannot say that we were now from Baal Tohen, since again the Tana of our Mishnah does not tarish in the Gzeir Shavav Sacher Sacher. So to explain Pshat in this, our Mishnah says that without a tefillah one is not mechuyev in the mitzvah saseya b'yomei titein zchari. Lachira one sees, as we explained before, b'shem the paiskim, that without a tefillah one can assume that we have a mechila. And therefore, since without a tefillah one can assume that there is a mechila, for that reason, even as far as the mitzvah saseya b'yomei titein zchari, one will not have the mitzvah saseh b'yoymei titein zchare. But now one has to understand what is pshat, that as far as the lav of Baal Tohen is concerned, one needs a drasha of itcha l'daitcha to teach us that one needs a tefillah, and as far as the mitzvah saseh b'yoymei titein zchare, even though there is no drasha, but still it is pashat that there is no mitzvah saseh b'yoymei titein zchare without the tefillah of the poyo. Based on this, we mentioned before in our shir and daf kofir aleph, that one can differentiate between the lav of Baal Tohen and the mitzvah saseh b'yomei titein zchare by saying that as far as the lav of Baal Tohen is concerned, the lav of Baal Tohen is just an iser ba'oma. On the other end, b'yomei titein zchare is a chiv mamon, as the Torah is mechayev the baal bayis and a chiv mamon to the poyo, and the Torah is mechayev the baal bayis a chiv mamon that the baal bayis mechuyev to pay the poyo at the proper time. Then one can answer this kasha by saying as follows, that as far as the mitzvah saseh b'yomei titein zchare is concerned, it is pashat that without a tefillah one is not over in the mitzvah saseh b'yomei titein zchare. Since without a tefillah we have the mechila of the poyel, as long as we have the mechila of the poyel, then one no longer has a mitzvah saseh b'yomei titein zchare, since again the mitzvah saseh b'yomei titein zchare is a chiv mamon. The poyel was meichel that chiv mamon. On the other end, as far as the lav of Baal Tohen is concerned, which is just an iser and is not a chiv mamon, then as far as the lav of Baal Tohen is concerned, for that reason one needs a drasha of itcha l'daitcha to teach us that one needs a tefillah. Even though without a tefillah, one can assume that we have the mechila of the poel, but the mechila of the poel should not affect the iser of Baal Tohen, which is not a chiv mamon. That is l'chaira how one can explain pshat in this that we find in our Mishnah, that even as far as aseya b'yomei titein zchare, without a tefillah one is not nischayev in the mitzvah aseya b'yomei titein zchare. This that we mention b'shem the paiskim, to explain that that one needs a tefillah of the poyel, is because without a tefillah of the poyel one can assume that we have a mechila, is only if we are to understand that the poyel has a schos moment to be paid on time, and both the lav and the asay are dependent upon that schos moment. But if we are to understand, like the Chafetz Chaim that we mentioned before, that there is no schos moment, it is just an iser and a mitzvah, hamutar kakhafta de gavra of the baal bayis, but there is no schos moment whatsoever of the poyel, and for that reason, the Chavetz Chaim goes on to say that as far as the ben of the poel is concerned, there is no halacha baal tohen and no mitzvah saseya b'yomei titein zchare. Then l'chaira one cannot explain pshat in this that one needs a tefillah of the poel, is because without a tefillah of the poel, one can assume that we have the mechila of the poel, since there is nothing for the poel to be meichel. The poel does not have a schos mamon for him to be meichel, and therefore, according to the Chavetz Chaim, l'chaira one has to say that this, that one needs a tefillah of the poel, is only because without the tefillah of the poel, then we say that the poel lets the baal bayis keep his money. And in order to have the iser baal tohen, one needs midaitcha v'loy midaitai. If the poel lets the baal bayis keep his money, then it is considered midaitai. And even though there is no mechila taking place, but still it is considered midas ha-poel. And therefore, as far as a katan is concerned, even though a katan is la bar mechila, but still it is considered midas ha-poel. It is not only considered midaitai shal habaal habayis. And so to l'chaira will come out according to the sheet of the Chavetz Chaim, that even if the poel explicitly said that he is meichel, if this that he is saying that he is being meichel is only because of busha, and really he does not want to be meichel, Then we will no longer say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, since there is no parasha of Mechila, as far as the Pail is concerned. And the entire halacha of this that one needs a Tfiyah of the Pail is because without the Tfiyah of the Pail, then it is considered Midas HaPail. Then as long as it is not Midas HaPail, even though he says he's being Meichel, but still as long as it is not Midas HaPail, the Baal Bais will be over in the Isser Baal Tolan. That is okay, what comes out according to the Shita of the Chafetz Chaim. The Avas Chesed in Perek Tes of Yudalef brings down the following Chiddush B'Shem the Sharim Mishpat and the Ulam HaMishpat, that the Sharim Mishpat and Ulam HaMishpat both say that even though as far as the Isser there is Baal Tolan, and as far as the mitzvahs I say, one needs a tefiyah. But even without a tefiyah, still there is an iser. The Ulam HaMishpat goes on to bring the following raya. From this, I find in our Gemara that our Gemara says that the halacha of sachar nishpa v'neito is only bizmanei. After zmanei, the sachar cannot be nishpa v'neito. The Gemara explains this: we differentiate between bizmanei and achar zmanei is because achar zmanei, there is a chazaka v'im baal habayis over mishum baal talin. If we are to understand that without a tefiyah there is no iser whatsoever in alona eschar ha-poyel, then where is the chazaka? Who said the poyel was to vey the baal habayis to pay him ischar? And without the tefiyah of the poyel there is no iser whatsoever. So from our Gemara, the Ulam HaMishpat proves that even without a tefiyah still there is an iser. And so to the Sharim Mishpat is medayik m'loshin einay oiver, which is mashma einay oiver balav avo yisura miya ika. On the other hand, in the Chavos Yoreh and Simen Kuf and Gimel, and in the Marasham and Chiyot Gimel Simen Reish Pei, we find that both the Marasham and the Chavos Yoreh argue, and the Marasham and Chavos Yoreh understand that there is no Isser whatsoever without a Tefiyah. Now, one has to understand Pshat in the Sharim Mishpat and the Ulam HaMishpat. What is Pshat in the Isser? If one needs a Tefiyah based on the Drash of Itcha Daitcha, what is the Makar for the Isser without a Tefiyah? So, from the Sharim Mishpat and Ulam HaMishpat, one sees the following Chiddush. Then the parasha Baal Tolan was in Schadish two chidushim. First of all, it was in Schadish the Isser of Baal Tolan, that if the Baal Bayis is male in the Schar of the Poyel, he is even in Isser of Baal Tolan. And second of all, it was in Schadish a Chiyav Momen to the Poyel. And it was in Schadish a Chiyav Momen that the Baal Bayis mechuyev to pay the Poyel at a certain time. And therefore one can say that even though in the Drosha of Itcha was in Schadish Itcha Adaitcha, that without a tefiyah one is not over in the Isser Baal Tolan, that is only as far as the Isser Baal Tolan is concerned, but as far as the Chiyav Momen is concerned, the Chiyav Momen remains. And even without a tefiyah, still there is a Chiyav Momen. And since the Chiyav Momen remains for that reason, there is a chazaka, even without a tefiyah of the Poyel, that the Baal Bayis will pay bizmanai. Based on this mahalach, Chochira will come out that according to the Ulam HaMishpat and Sharim Mishpat, this Dar Gemara says, that one needs a tefiyah of the Poyel in order to be over in the Isser Baal Tolan is not because we say that without a tefiyah then the Poyel agrees to leave his money by the Baal Bayis, since had that been the Pshat, then there should not be any Isser whatsoever, even as far as the Chiyav Momen is concerned. As long as the Poyel agrees to leave his money by the Baal Bayis, then the Baal Bayis no longer have any Chiyav Momen to pay the Poyel bizmanai. And therefore, L'chayra one clearly sees that the entire halacha is just this, that we say that in order to be over in the Isser Baal Tolan, one needs to have an actual tefiyah. And without an actual tefiyah, one is not over in the Isser of Baal Tolan. And for that reason, even if one does not have an actual tefiyah, but that will not affect the Chiyav Momen. And therefore, even though he is not over in the Isser Dereis of Baal Tolan, but still there is an Isser, since there is a Chiyav to pay the Poyel Bizmanai. And so to Achir is Mavur, Nalach Satanis, in Chil Bey Simon Laman Alf, the Bekvega brings down. Nalach Satanis has the following Shaila: if the Poyel sent a Shriach to be Tevei his money, is that enough to be considered the Tfiyah of the Poyel in order that the Baal Bayis should be over in the Isser of Baal Tolan or not? Now, if we are to understand, like this that we said before, the entire halacha of tefiyah is because we say that without a tefiyah, then one can assume the poyel agrees to leave his money by the Baal Bayis, then there is no makom for the suffix of the halachas katanis. Since as long as the poyel sent a shriach to be tevei his money, one has a clear proof that the poyel does not agree to leave his money by the Baal Bayis. Even if one cannot have a shrichas on tefiyah, but still we have the gilui das of the poyel that the poyel does not agree to leave his money by the Baal Bayis, and therefore to be poshet that the Baal Bayis is over in the Isser Dereis of Baal Tolan. So from the Halachas Katanis one clearly sees that the Halachas Katanis understands pshat and the halacha of our Mishnah that one needs to have an actual tefiyah in order to be over in the Isser Baal Tolan, and therefore the Halachas Katanis has a suffix if shlichus is enough to be considered as if one has an actual tefillah or not. That is a chayah what one sees from the Sha'ar Mishpat, Ulam HaMishpat, and the Halachas Ketanis. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha yachal afilu einoi, tamadomir itcha sheyesh itcha. That the only time one is over is only if he has money. If he does not have money, he is not over in the Eser de'Eisa Baal Talin. Now as far as what is considered having money or not, we find that the Miuchasim HaRitva says as follows. The Ritva says, Is the Amri de me'enoi mois afal pi sheyeshe metaltun eine over al Baal Talin. And the Ritva goes on to explain, Pirosh sheyesh itcha davar shetucha lefari boi hafsid. Gilin mois va'ichun de kaini lo mechira. From the Ritva, one sees that the Ritva explains Pshat in our Gemara that even though one has metaltlin, as long as the selling of those metaltlin will be considered a hefsid, then it is not considered itcha, and therefore one will not be over in the Isra baltlin. On the other hand, as the B'kveger is medayik from the Lashon of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, and so too we find in the Shulchan Aruch Rabban Hochaschira Sif Tesvav, L'chayr one clearly sees that even if one has metaltlin, and one has the ability to sell the metaltlin without a hefsid, still one will not be over in the Isra baltlin. In order to be over in the Isra baltlin, one needs to have actual money. Now to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that in order to be over in the Isra baltlin, one needs to have actual money. And it is not enough one has metaltlin. Even if selling those metaltlin will not be a hefsid, L'chayr one can explain based on this how we find later on in the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Chesam and Aleph, that one is mechuyev to pay one's workers with kesef and not with shaveh kesef. And since one's chiyev is to pay one's workers with kesef and not with shaveh kesef, for that reason the Isra de'Eisa Baal Talin is only if one has kesef and not if one only has shaveh kesef. Since only kesef is considered itcha, since the entire chiyuv to pay a payo is only with kesef. In the chinuch in mitzvah tov kof peches, we find that the chinuch says as follows. Avo mein yachal afoye b'yitayim, elam kin yavad harbi mishaloy lechiyuv ha-kosav bazel lefi adoymeh. Yub Kivega brings down the following kasha b'shem the mutzal me'esh in simim emhei, that the mutzal me'esh asks the following kasha on the chinuch. As far as a lav is concerned, in order not to be over in a lav, a person has to give away all his money. And therefore, even if he will have a big hefsid still, he should be mechuyev to pay the payo. So to explain Pshat in the Chinuch HaChayo, one has to say, as he mentioned before B'Shem the Ritva, that in order to be considered itcha, one needs the ability to pay the payo without a hefsid. And for that reason, the Chinuch says that if he will be a Oved Harbi Mishaloi, and if he will lose a lot of money, then it is no longer considered itcha. And for that reason, he will not be over in the Isra Baal Talin, since in order to be over in the Isra Baal Talin, one needs itcha. That is a chayah, how one can explain Pshat and the Chinuch and answer the kasha of the Mutzal Me'esh. But now one has to understand, as we asked before, even though as far as the lav is concerned, based on the drasha of itcha we learn out, that only if one has money is one over in the Isra Baal Talin. But as far as the mitzvah saseh b'yemei titin zchay, we should say that there is a mitzvah saseh even without itcha. And even if one does not have money, he should still have a mitzvah saseh b'yemei titin zchari. Now, according to the chinuch that we mentioned before, that only with a ye'oved harbe do we say that there is no chiyuv, that one can explain pshat in the halacha of our Gemara as follows. That as far as the mitzvah saseh is concerned, it is pasha that one is not mechuyev to be ye'oved harbe, just like any other mitzvah saseh. As we find in our chayim and simin tafresh non vav, the chiddush of itcha, and the chiddush of our Gemara, the one is only over in the Isra Baal Talin, if it is itcha, is referring to a case of Yavid Harbe, that as far as the lav is concerned, we will say the one is mechuyev to give all his money in order not to be over the lav. For that reason, one needs a chiddush of itcha as far as the lav, that even though, generally speaking, one is mechuyev to give kol ma'amonei, but as far as the lav, based on the drash of itcha, we will say that he is not mechuyev to be Yavid Harbe. Ye'oved harbe is not considered itcha. That is how one can answer this kasha according to the chinuch. But if we are to understand like the Ritva, and so to like the mashmos of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that either, as Ritva explains, a mixas aved is enough not to be considered itcha, or as the mashmos in Shulchan Aruch is that in order to be over the iser based on itcha we went out, that only if one has actual kesef is one over on the avera baal talin. But that is only as far as Baal Talin is concerned. But what is the Makar as far as the mitzvah saseh? that the mitzvah aseh is also dependent upon itcha. So to answer this kasha, one has to say the following yesod: that in the drasha of itcha, from the word itcha, was nischadish the following chiddush, that the chiyuv of the baal bayis, the poel, is dependent upon itcha, and he is only nischayev to his poel if it is itcha. And since an itcha was nischadish a chiddush, as far as the chiyuv baal bayis, the poel, is concerned, for that reason this chiddush applies both to the lav of baal tolan and to the aseh b'yomei titin schari, which is also dependent upon this, that the baal bayis is nischayev to his poel. Without the chiyuv of the baal bayis, the poel, it is pashut that there is no isra baal tolan and there is no mitzvah saseh b'yomei titin schari. Both the Isser and the Mitzvah Saseh are dependent upon this Hakdama, that there is a Chiyav of the Baal Bayis to the Poyo. And therefore, if an Itcha was Nischadish, that in order for the Baal Bayis to be Nischayev to his Poyo, one needs Itcha, for that reason, the Chiddush of Itcha will apply across the board, even to the Mitzvah Saseh B'yemei Titin Scharei, even without the Gzeir Shav of Sacher Sacher. And therefore, based on this, one can say that so too as far as this Lar Gemara wins out from Itcha, that one needs a Tfiyah of the Poyo, this halacha that one needs a tefiyah of the poel will affect the mitzvah saseh b'yomei titin schari as well. Since this, that one needs a tefiyah of the poel in order to be considered itcha, is also because we say that without the tefiyah of the poel, the baal bayis was not yet nischayev. And therefore, since one needs a tefiyah of the poel in order for the chalois chiyev of the baal bayis, for that reason without the tefiyah of the poel, one will not be over on the lava baal tolan, and so to one will not be nischayev in the mitzvah saseh b'yomei titin schari. That is a chaya, how one can explain pshat in our Gemara. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this, how we went to our Mishnah, Mechel Eitzel Chemini, Ve'eitzel Shochani Einu Iver, which our Gemara says is based on the drasha of Itcha. Yachaf Yom Mechel Eitzel Chemini Ve'eitzel Shochani Tamalem Itcha. Ve'loishem Mechel Eitzel Chemini Ve'eitzel Shochani. The Gemara has the following shayla, Yiboyu Chayzer, Oy Einu Chayzer. Ev Sheishes Amar Einu Chayzer, Ve'rabba Amar Chayzer. Now to explain pshat. In this machlokes of chayzer einay chayzer, we find a number of mahalchim in the Rishonim. The first pshatasis is this, that tasis explains pshat in our Gemara as follows. That we are talking about a case, kishamoy apayal stama shiismay chal shochani, uiboy lay miyamina da daita da hachi samach imitin lay, aydilma lagami paitrei afil lay yitin lay. In other words, a shayla is a shayla, as far as Stam Da'as HaPoel is concerned. Do we say that the Da'as HaPoel was to pater the Baal Bayis completely, or do we say that the Da'as of the Poel was not to pater the Baal Bayis completely, but rather his tour is dependent upon the Nesina of the Chemini or the Shulchani? But as one sees in our Mishnah, no matter what, even if we are to say Shei Pater Yogami, but still the Baal Bayis will not be over on the Israel Baal Talon. Tesis goes on to explain Pshat in our Gemara with another Malach, and Tesis explains Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara is referring to a case, Kisha Amar Le Behedya Ani Paitarcha Imitinli, Vimloi Echzer Alecha, Upligi Kozman Shei Chazer Bei Shulchani Imiocha Lachzer Al Balabayis. That is the second Mahalach of Tesis as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara, and the Machlokes between Rav Sheshes and Rabba. Tesis goes on to explain Pshat in our Gemara with the third Mahalach. Tesis says, Va'idi Shweimar, the Pugta de Hachal Ishaicha Midio Mechila, the Kuyama Peo Chazer al Balabayas, Voy Pligi Elo Linian Baltoan, Kisha Chazer by Miad be Emrishan al Balabayas, to have Sheshes Ene Chazer Olav Linian was Chai Baltoan, Kivan the Nitek Shoachas Imeno, Kisha Amad Eto Shochani, Shovein a Chazer Lissa Baltoan, Viraba Omar Kivan the Texmani Chazer, Havok de Mekoya. In other words, Tesis in his third Pshat explains that the Machlokes between Rabba and Rav Sheshes is a Machlokes as far as Baal Tolan is concerned. After the Poel was Chazer on the Baal Bayis, which the Poel can be Chazer on the Baal Bayis, the Baal Bayis now be over in the Isra Baal Tolan or not? Now, here one has to understand the Yisoid HaMachlokes between Rabba and Rav Sheshes. If after the Chazar of the Poel, if the Baal Bayis is over in the Isra Baal Tolan or not? Lachayah, one can explain Pshat and Machlekes based on this that we find before. In Tesis Nafkof Yidam Rebeis, that Tesis explains this that Shmuel says, Tzchir Shoyis the Leil is Goyva Kolei Lecho Yoyim, is because Shmuel understands that in order to be over in the Yisra Baal Tolan, one needs Linas Kol HaLaila. And therefore one can say, that by the case of Mcheil Eitzel Chemini Oy Eitzel Shochani, even if the Poel was Chazer but still one is missing in Linas Kol HaLaila, at that time, before the Poel was Chazer, that time was not considered a lina, since at that time it was still mechelei tzol chemini oyetzol shochani, and therefore even after he is chayzer, one is not over in the Isra Baal Talin. And therefore one can explain the machoikes between Rabbi and Rav Sheshes is either a machoikes, if in order to be over in the Isra Baal Talin one needs linas kolaiwa, or the machoikes between Rabbi and Rav Sheshes is if a mechelei oyetzol chemini oyetzol shochani is considered one is missing in linas kol halayla. But as one sees in our Gemara, one sees one cannot explain that the machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Sheshes, and this Rav Sheshes as a nechazer is based on this, that one needs linas kol halayla. Since had that been the pshat, even though as far as Baal Talin, one can say that one needs linas kol halayla, but what happened to the mitzvah saseya b'yoymei titein scharei? And therefore one should have the mitzvah saseya b'yoymei titein scharei. And from the diuk of Rabbi, the Rab is Madayik from our Mishnah min Aminu Amadiktoni Eine Overola Mever Hudloyavar Mahader Hadar. One clearly sees that according to Rav Sheshes, who says Eine Chazer, not only is one not over on the Isra Baal Talin, but so too one is not over and one is not as chayv in the mitzvah sasei of Beyoimai Titein Scharai. And therefore one has to explain Pshat and Rav Sheshes with a different Mahalach. So to explain Pshat and Rav Sheshes, one can say as follows. That as we find in the Avos Chesed and Perek Tes, Sifid Aleph, the Avos Chesed says the following Chiddush, that both as far as the Lav and as far as the Mitzvah Saseya B'yimei Titein Schorei, the Baal Bayis is not mechuyev to actually give the Poel money. But as long as Baal Bayis tells the Poel that money is available for him, that itself is enough in order not to be over in the Lav of Baal Talin, and in order to mekayim the Saseya B'yimei Titein Schorei. As the Chavetz Chaim says in the Sivach Chesed of Katan Raman Alftun, that Sinu Inyan Piroyin Socher Baalma Sheitz Tarech Baal Abayis Ohilech HaMoyis Obeisai. And therefore one can say, this that we find in our Mishnah, that by Mechel Eitzel Chemini Oyeitzel Shochani one is not over, is because Baal Abayis set up payment for the Poel. Baal Abayis told the Poel that his payment is available by the Chemini or the Shochani. And as long as the payment is available by the Chemini or the Shochani, that itself is enough. And that itself is enough to mekayim the mitzvah saseya b'yoymei titein scharei. And therefore, even if the poel was chazer, but the chazar of the poel will not affect this, that he was ready mekayim his mitzvah saseya b'yoymei titein scharei. Therefore, he will not be over in the Isra Baal Talin. And for the reason of Sheisha says eini chazer, and the Baal Bayis will not be over in the Isra Baal Talin, and so to the Baal Bayis will not be in his chayiv in the mitzvah saseya b'yoymei titein scharei. This, the Rabbi argues, is okay because Rabbi understands is as we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kofidav that we say that since the Poel is Seimech Eitzel Chemini Eitzel Shochani, and he is no longer Seimech on the Baal Bayis for the reason the Baal Bayis is not over in the Isser. In order for the Baal Bayis to be over in the Isser, one needs a Smichos Das of the Poel. Bayim Cheo Eitzel Chemini Eitzel Shochani, the Poel is no longer Seimech Das on the Baal Bayis, but rather he is Seimech Das on the Chemini or the Shochani. And for that reason, Rabbi says that Halach is Chazer, that as long as he is no longer Seimech Das on the Chemini or the Shochani, and he is Seimech Das on the Baal Bayis, then the Baal Bayis will be over. Since right now one has a Smichos Das of the Poel. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat the Machoikis between Rabbi and Rav Sheshes according to the third Mahalach of Tesis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.